Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the... Hey, Jamie, it's me, Jamie. This is your daily pep talk. I know it's been rough going ever since people found out about your a cappella group, Mad Harmony, but you will bounce back. I mean, you're the guy always helping people find coverage options with the Name Your Price tool. It should be you giving me the pep talk. Now get out there, hit that high note, and take Mad Harmony all the way to nationals this year! Sorry, it's pitchy.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hello, hello. I'm Matt Williamson. This is the Locked On NFL Podcast. Last one for a little while. As I said, I am going on vacation starting tomorrow. Get back the following Sunday. So I'll be gone like 8 days, 9 days. And then we're going to get into it back to daily, I think. I mean, assuming there's enough to talk about, which I think there will be. I mean, that's the season. And I'm going to be at Steeler training camp, I think, 4 or 5 times, overnight each time. When I get back from vacation, I am going to be hitting it hot and heavy. For today, I was planning on doing a fantasy mock draft recap, but I totally screwed it up and I put it on the calendar in the wrong spot. It's a couple Wednesdays from now. I didn't do it last night, so there's nothing to talk about there, but it kind of worked out well because there's something I wanted to bring up anyways. I wanted to revise my power ranks. So the last time I did power ranks was May 14th. So we'll do this one, and then things will start happening, and then maybe we'll do another power ranks like halfway through the preseason, and then we'll start doing them weekly as we always do. So we're going to count them down, 32 to 1. And these might be a little quicker because you guys have heard my, talking about the same stuff now for a lot of months. But I think two really sit at the bottom, and that's the Jets at 32, the San Francisco 49ers at 31. That hasn't changed. I do think there's reason for optimism in San Francisco. I think the coaching staff's in place, the front office, all those things. I do think they overspent to get some of their guys, but there's a plan. I just don't think there's much talent. I just think it's going to be a while. As for the Jets, I mean, optimism is, I like the safety. I'm excited to see the safeties, especially the first round pick. I think the defensive line's very good. I think the defense has a chance to be solid, well coached for sure. I just think the offense is going to be so bad. I mean, so bad. But hopefully we get a shot to see Hackenberg, and hopefully there's enough around him to truly evaluate him. I got the Browns at 30. These bottom teams haven't changed much, but surprisingly, a lot of change. I did change my power ranks a lot from a couple months ago. But I think the Browns are closer. I have them at 30, but they were 32 all last year. But I think they're closer to 29 than they are 31. Is that encouraging, Browns fans? I mean, I think it should be. I'm really excited to watch this young talent in Cleveland. I mean, I keep saying they're the most interesting team in the league. O-line ranks high. We talked about them yesterday. I got the Bears at 29. And I kind of feel bad because I look at, like, I got Buffalo at 27, the Rams at 28, the Bears at 29. And in this time, like I always say, this is the optimism time of the year. I don't look at those teams like they're awful. I think some good things are going on in Chicago. I like the line. I like the running game. I like Cameron Meredith. I think the defense is getting to be where it needs to be. Who knows what's going on at quarterback, but I just didn't know who else to put here. And, the Rams defense to me keeps them, a little above Chicago. And I keep saying, I think the offense is going to show signs of life, and the coaching is going to be the whole key to that. I think Goff is going to turn the corner this year. I don't know what to think of Buffalo, though, and I kind of feel bad lumping them in with these guys, but I don't know. I got Buffalo and then Indy at 26, Buffalo at 27. I just think the Colts defense is a real problem. I think the Bills defense is going to be a problem. But I feel this group right here, I don't think are bottom feeders. I don't look at these teams and think, boy, they're going to be 4 or 5 win teams. Although those 4 and 5 win teams are going to reveal themselves very soon. A key injury to any of these teams at the bottom would be brutal. I mean, there's just no way around that. I got the Bengals at 25. I'm sure I'm catching some heat from that. I'm sure a lot of you guys look at them as like an 8 or 9 win team. I look at them as like a 6 win team. I think that offensive line is worrisome. I don't think the defense is great. And I don't think Dalton's really good enough to elevate those around him. But again, I mean, these 20s teams, I can make a case for almost any of them to be 10-6. You know, I don't look at them and say, boy, these guys are terrible. That's just not the way I'm viewing it. But when you put them in a rank, it looks bad. So in a way, I mean, I kind of feel bad putting those teams there. But do me a favor. Just pick your bottom 10 teams, you know, as an exercise. And I think we'll probably all agree that the Jets and the Niners are pretty low. And the Browns are too. But who are the next worst teams? You know, I mean, teams don't jump off the page to me. What does jump off the page is our friends at SeatGeek. And I have the SeatGeek app on my phone. It's by far the easiest way I've found to shop for tickets. I can be anywhere. And with just a few taps, I can instantly find seats. I used SeatGeek not that long ago to go to a Penguin playoff game, and they won the cup. Yeah, baby. And SeatGeek helped us win the cup. How about that? SeatGeek saves you time and money by searching multiple ticket sites to compare prices and find amazing deals. And to get you the most bang for your buck, SeatGeek grades every ticket based on value to help you immediately identify the best seats that fit your budget. Plus, every purchase is fully guaranteed, so you can shop for tickets on SeatGeek with confidence. Make SeatGeek your go-to app for finding the best deals on every type of ticket, sports, concerts, comedy, theater, any of the above. Yeah. Best of all, all of you guys, my listeners, all get $20 off their first SeatGeek purchase. Just download the SeatGeek app, enter the promo code LONFL, Locked On NFL. Spread the word on that, by the way. That promo code is LONFL for $20 off your first SeatGeek purchase. So I know we've been a little slow with recordings lately. It's just that 'tis the season. I'm not going to make stuff up. But spread the word. I mean, things have gone really well for this podcast of late. I'm expecting big things in the future. Where did we leave off? I had the Bengals at 25, the Colts at 26, the Bills at 27, the Rams at 28, Chicago at 29, the Brownies at 30, the Niners and Jets pulling up the rear. And none of those changed all that dramatically. I have the Lions at 24 now, mostly because I think their defense is going to be one of the worst in the league again. You know, I like Onsa, I like Slay, but I think this defense is going to be terrible. Bad rumblings in Washington, you know, I mean, Cousin situation, GM situation, you know, what's the mojo like in Washington? I have questions about their defense, too. What kind of seasons can we expect from Cousins at this point? But there's a lot of talent there. The defense worries me a lot more than Cousins and the offense as a whole. All right. I had Denver at 16 when I did these a couple months ago, and now I have them at 22. I mean, their quarterback situation can't be a positive this year. I mean, and I like Lynch. I mean, I think the defense is going to be a little worse. Is the offensive line running game fixed? What kind of weapons do you have besides Demaryius and Emmanuel, who are, you know, going to get a ton of targets? So I have them 22, and I think they kind of look like a 7-win team to me, maybe a 6-win team. I think that window is kind of shut for the Broncos. I had New Orleans at 11, and I moved them all the way down to 21, which is an odd thing to do since not a lot's changed. But there is an Armstead injury, Fairley situation. I like some move they made on defense, but I still have to think it's one of the worst defenses in the league. As much I like Brandon Cooks, and I think him not being around is going to hurt the team a little bit too. I don't think the weaponry is great. I mean, I like Thomas, but I think the running game will be very good. Breeze will still be good, but I've soured on the Saints a little bit. I had the Titans at 24, and now I have them at 20. I have Houston at 19, and I have Jacksonville at 18. And so you can do the math. I have Jacksonville as the best team in the NFC South. And that could be some crazy talk because I have them and Houston and Tennessee all lumped together within one spot of each other. But I moved Jacksonville from 26 to 18. I don't think Blake Bortles stinks. You know, I think he's got a lot of work to do, even the 2 year ago version. I like Leonard Fournette more and more. I think he's going to be the offensive rookie of the year. I think their offensive line's a little bit better. I think their defense is great. And I think Houston's defense is great. And you're probably going, well, what about Tennessee, dude? Yeah, I like Tennessee quite a bit. They have a lot of weapons now. I'm a huge Mariota fan. I don't love their defense. I don't love their secondary. It's okay. I may come around on them. I mean, I had Tennessee 24 and I moved them to 20. So in a way, I like them more now than I did 2 months ago. But I think most people look at them and think they're the best team in that division. And I can see why. I mean, I can make a really strong case for all three of those teams. And I'm probably sort of alone to say that about Jacksonville. I told you a while back, I mean, I think Houston probably has the best defense in the league. That's something. But rookie quarterback, I mean, that's a concern for me. That offense in general is a concern for me. I got Miami at 17. They were another team I kind of felt bad putting this low. I just couldn't quite put them above the teams I have, you know, ranked here. And I had them at 20 a couple months ago, and now I have them at 17. I think the front seven should be decent, especially the defensive line. I think the offense should be pretty good, especially if Ajayi stays healthy. I like Tannehill, I think, more than a lot of you guys out there do. And I really like Gase. Arizona at 16. I could see their season being a disaster, or in terms of variance, they seem to be at the top of the list of, they could be 12-4, or they could be 5-11. You know, that, you know, they have some holes, but they have some star power, and they, you know, how long, what are we going to get out of Palmer? Is David Johnson going to put the offense on his shoulders, which I think he can, of course, and the offensive line's got to be a little better, but it doesn't, you could see things crumbling there, is all I'm saying. They just seem like a fragile team. I bumped the Ravens up a little from 17 to 15. You know, they got added Macklin since then. I think the defense is excellent. I think special teams are excellent. I think Flacco's a better quarterback than he showed last year. I think they can do enough on offense to stay in just about every game because their defense and special teams are hard to play against. They're well coached. As you can see, I have them as the second best team in that division. I know all of you are going to be higher on the Cowboys than I am. I had them at 10 in May, and I moved them down to 14. I'm not sure that I just trust Dak to take a big step forward. And, you know, we have some Elliott rumblings. I think the offensive line's a little worse. I don't love the talent on defense, but I'm really excited to see what Jalen Smith might be able to do. That would be really interesting to me. But, I mean, I know they drafted Taco Charlton, but does that mean they're all of a sudden going to be able to rush the passer? A lot of change in the secondary. I have some worries about Dallas. I mean, one of our shows, we're going to do Vegas over-under win totals, and I'm definitely going to take the under on Dallas. Probably I'm going to take the under in Kansas City, too. I just don't know that they got a lot better from a year ago. I think that they're, in a way, kind of have their eye on the future as opposed to the present, and they're going to try to ride that fence this year, and I could just see them, you know, a guy like Derek Johnson, is he going to be a big-time contributor? Is Tyreek Hill really a number one receiver? Alex Smith is not a top quarterback. So I think they're a good team, but I don't think they're a contender anymore. Giants are really interesting to me, and I hope Eli is better than he was last year, but if he's not, they could be noticeably worse. But, you know, like everyone, I love their weapons. I love their defense. I love their secondary. I love their defensive line. Don't love their linebackers, but I do think they're one of the best, you know, defenses in the league, and I don't expect that to fall off from last year. The weapons are really interesting. Eli needs to play better, and I have my doubts about that. I had Tampa at 15. Now I have them at 11. I don't have a lot to say about them. I mean, I'm a big Winston believer. They've made a lot of moves. DeSean Jackson's a big help. I think the defense is better than people think. Noah Spence is one of my breakout-type guys this year that I think is going to really make an impact in year two. Secondary worries me. Offensive line worries me. I'm a Doug Martin believer, but I'm not diving in the deep end saying that Doug Martin's going to have a great year. But it could happen. So those are everybody outside the top 10. I mean, you can figure out who the other 10 are. And let's get to them in a moment.
Is that the new iPhone?
Yeah, got it on T-Mobile. Fastest iPhone deserves America's fastest LTE network.
Introducing the amazing iPhone 8. It's the best iPhone yet, now on America's best unlimited network. For a limited time, save up to $300 on the amazing iPhone 8 after 24 monthly bill credits. And now join T-Mobile's iPhone upgrade program for free.
Eligible trade-in and finance agreement required. If you cancel service, you may lose promo credits. Contact us for details. Video at 480p. Small fraction of users over 50 gigs per month may have reduced speed. See store for details.
All right, and now for the top 10. This is a team that went up a lot, and it's, if you do power ranks, it's weird that sometimes they do that. You know, maybe it's just the day that they tickled my fancy a little bit. But I got the Carolina Panthers at 10. which makes them the second best team in a really good division. You know, like I had Tampa 11, so I was torn between those two. I'm expecting Newton to bounce back a little bit, and I think the offensive line has a chance to be quite good. I think Stewart is better than people think still, but McCaffrey and Samuel will be nice complementary pieces. Their front seven's really good on defense. You know, Kuechly returns. So, you know, they just fired their GM too, but I think Carolina's probably above 500 type of team. They're another one that if things go bad, they could go real bad, or if things go well, they could go real well. Kind of like Arizona that way, in my opinion. But I have faith, at least today. If I do this in a month from now, I might not. I don't know. But I know I'm higher than on the Vikings than a lot of people, too. And a big reason is I think Sam Bradford's all right. And I think their line should be okay. And I think their Dalvin Cook is going to have a very good rookie season. And I think their weapons are all right. You know, that Treadwell could bounce back. And Thielen's a good player. And Rudolph's all right. And the defense is really good. And I would think the defense should be on the field a lot less this year. And that's maybe optimistic. But I think the Vikes are kind of a contender. I got the Chargers at 8. This Mike Williams news is disturbing. It seems like there's always wide receiver and offensive line injuries. I kind of feel bad for Phillip Rivers this way, you know, in that way. But he's still playing well. Needs to cut down on his turnovers. But, you know, I think having Melvin Gordon around helps. And the supporting cast looks strong. And I'm a Hunter Henry believer. I think their offensive line is going to be noticeably better. I think their defense is going to be noticeably better. Bosa and Ingram is a nightmare for teams to deal with. So I think the Chargers are much better than their people are giving credit for. And I had them at 8, and they're still at 8. The rest of this power ranks are pretty chalk from a couple months ago, too. The middle changed a lot. The bottom did not. The top did not. And I don't know why. I just totally did it with fresh eyes. I got the Eagles at 7 as the best team in the NFC East. You guys know I'm smitten with Wentz. I also like Alshon Jeffrey a lot, too. I like their offensive line. And guys like Ertz and Matthews, if they're your second, third type option, Sproles, you know, if they're your not, you know, feature option, I'm on board with that. I think Blunt will do enough. I think their front seven, especially their defensive line, is great. I like their safeties. I have questions at corner. I think the Eagles are a good team. I have the Raiders 6. Probably a lot of you have them higher than that, and I can understand that. I mean, don't get me wrong. There's so much buzz around Carr right now, and I get that. I just don't know that this defense is that good. You know, outside of Khalil Mack, there's a lot of young talent in the secondary, and I've written some articles about that of late. You know, I like Joseph, and I like Melifonwu and guys like that, but how good are they now? And not how good they're going to be. Their linebackers are bad. I just have a lot of questions about the Raiders defense. Packers are, as always, a very solid team. I talked about their O-line, but I still think it should be good. I think the running game should be good. Montgomery should be better in this year. You know, Nelson and Adams and Cobb are still a formidable group. Adding Bennett is gigantic. Oh, by the way, they got Aaron Rodgers, who's a stud. Secondary should be a lot better. Pass rush should be adequate. They had, you know, a fair amount of sacks last year, and I wrote an article about Nick Perry. I'm a fan of him. Need more from Clay Matthews. Linebackers are just average. Mike Daniels is a star. It's kind of just status. I mean, it's kind of what we always talk about with the Packers. I think they're a good team. They always are. I have some concerns about the Falcons, and I almost put Green Bay over Atlanta. I had told you guys, just to kind of cut to the chase here, that I say this a lot. I think New England stands alone in the league. And for much of the offseason, I thought Seattle, Pittsburgh, Atlanta were the next tier, and you draw a line after the Patriots, draw a line after those three. I don't know about Atlanta now. You know, that they could win the Super Bowl, don't get me wrong. I think their defense will be better. It's young. It's aggressive. It fits, you know, the mold really well. They're going to score a lot of points. They're going to be able to really run on defense, cause turnovers, probably rush the passer better, fit the dome with all that athleticism. And I just think that the offense has to be worse, that their offensive line isn't going to stay healthy for every snap again this year. Chris Chester's gone. Not that he's great, but they didn't replace him, really. I love Hooper. Of course, I love Julio Jones. But I don't think the rest of those receivers are great. You know, when you're looking at the other teams in the league, I mean, I'd rather have, you know, as peripheral players, like they're not as good as New England's or Pittsburgh's, obviously, or Oakland, you know, Green Bay's. I like Matt Ryan quite a bit, but I also think that that's probably his ceiling. Is he going to keep playing at an MVP level, or is he going to go back to being the eighth best quarterback in the league? I tend to think he's probably going to be the seventh or eighth best quarterback in the league. You know what I mean? And I think the Shanahan loss is gigundous. So I could see the offense being, you know, instead of the first best offense in the league, being the eighth or ninth or tenth best offense, and the defense going from poor, which majority of the last season it was poor. I know it finished stronger when it mattered, and that's encouraging, but I think they're probably the 15th best defense and the 7th best offense. You know what I mean? And that, to me, isn't a tier 2 team. Like, I have Seattle at 2, I have the Steelers at 3, and I don't have a lot of worries about these two teams. I mean, I know everyone's talking about, but Seattle's offensive line so bad. Yeah, we talked Seattle offensive line already this week, but their weapons are great. Jimmy Graham had a great year. I think Procise is going to be a difference maker. Baldwin is always super steady. Don't tell me this defense is getting old either. And they've drafted defense heavily. An infusion of youth and depth on that side of the ball. Earl Thomas being back is gigundous. I think Seattle's really good. And to me, they're clearly the best team in the NFC. Steelers are in a bind because New England's in the AFC, and New England's pretty close to a flawless team. You guys get tired of me singing the praises of this team, but Dan, they are so good right now. I can't get over it. I mean, they are going to be an utter powerhouse. So that is a wrap. I told you it's vacation time for me. Get away with the fam. Do a lot of reading, a lot of relaxing, and then get into football in a big way when I get home. So that is it. Over and out.
Napa Know How. It takes a lot to get excited about a bag, but most bags can't save you 20% on auto parts. That's 20% off headlamps, 20% off oil filters, 20% off virtually anything you can fit inside the 99-cent Napa reusable bag. So tell your buddies, there's a bag they just have to check out. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa Know How.
Napa Know How.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Minimum 3 items. Exclusions apply. Offer ends 10/31/17.